listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. We are broadcasting live from the LCMS National Youth Gathering. We are in the Convention Center here in New Orleans, and it's still pretty quiet here in the Convention Center. Youth are just waking up and making their way out of their hotels and heading to Bible study in just a little while as well. Joining me at the booth here, the KFUO broadcast booth in the Convention Center, Scott Rauch. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Scott, you serve as DCE at Trinity Lutheran Church in Peoria, Illinois. Is that right?
That's correct. Good place to be.
Tell me a little bit about the preparations and the trip to come here to the National Youth Gathering.
Our group of 40, well, it was 46. We've had lost a couple along the way, but not just from not being able to make it for a variety of reasons. But we're at 43 youth and adults serving together for the last few years, but a congregation that's sent groups to national youth gatherings for a long time, so it's kind of a rhythm in our church to be a part of this greater family of God.
Now, there have been 13 national youth gatherings, is my understanding. How many have you been to?
This is my 10th.
Your 10th?
Yeah, started in Denver.
Wow, so you've made it to the majority of them.
Quite a few.
Now, one of the things being celebrated at this national youth gathering is the life and service of Terry Dittmer, Reverend Terry Dittmer, who served in youth ministry for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, who's retiring this year basically with this event. Have you had a chance to stop by and visit his little table here in the convention center?
I did. I've known Terry for 30 years as part of my ministry, but with his influence and blessing on me and, of course, our church, in just a wonderful way that God has used him. And, yeah, I did have a quick moment, which was cool because I know he's going to have a lot of people wanting to stop by and wish him well and wish him God's blessings in this next stage of life he's in. So, yeah.
And we're truly grateful. He was recognized at the opening Mass event this week. And I know throughout the week, the next few days, folks will have a chance to stop by and say thanks for his service. Now, you brought a number of students to this gathering, teamed up with some other churches to bring a number of students here. Tell me a little bit about the group that you brought.
We bring actually incoming freshmen through graduating seniors, and we're pretty mixed across the board in numbers along that way, and even mixed. It's for us, we have almost an equal mix of boys and girls and adult leaders, and but we represent a number of schools in our area, so probably 6 or 7 high schools, and even junior highs as those eighth graders are coming out and such. So it's a Trinity's kind of a destination downtown church, so a lot of our kids and families don't live near the church, but we are able to really gather them together and then gather here with a variety of other youth and adults from the family of God.
Tell me a little bit about your work as a director of Christian education at Trinity Lutheran Church in Peoria, Illinois.
For me, all over the years, I've worked with really all ages in educational ministry. My present work is kind of mixed bag. I work with a staff that does a lot more collaboration across ministry lines, and so my assistant pastor is here, and he's actually responsible for high school ministry, and we're working together. He's a younger pastor, and I have the privilege of working alongside him and helping him grow in his abilities to serve with high school youth. And so I work a lot with junior high. I work with adult education and adult discipleship and children's ministry. So really kind of overseeing and resourcing and supporting the people of God as they do their work in our church and community.
How does the National Youth Gathering, which occurs every 3 years, fit into, how is it a part of your ministry and nurturing these youth in the true faith?
Being that it's a gathering, a get-together, a pulling together of the family of God from around the country and the world, it gives us, of course, that perspective of not being alone, but of connecting well. But really through, you know, that wonderful sense of God's word that it's influenced by, which we take advantage of as we, you know, share this time in Philippians with our youth. But not just for teaching the word, but teaching them how to live in that word and live out that word in their lives, to apply it.
What are some of the specific things that happen here at the National Youth Gathering that your youth are involved, that you're involved in, that support that, you know, that support them in that nurture in the faith and living in that, in the Word of God when they return home?
You know, the all the formal things that we do here, mass events, of course, and now, you know, being down here at the convention center, the opportunity to both do service work. We're going to be doing one of the food service tomorrow. Opportunity to do that with fellow family of God is cool. Bible study together, being in interest centers, but even being here in the experiential hall, just playing and connecting, mm-hmm. but also doing that within the hotel with other youth groups that are there, and then within the New Orleans community as they're walking around. We were talking this morning of, you know, with what's going on in our world and our country and its history, yeah. of, you know, if you have a chance to appropriately step up to a police officer and thank them, pray for them appropriately, you know, real quickly, not when interfering with their work, but just, you know, what a great opportunity to both, you know, share God's blessings and his work and word with them as well. And
absolutely.
Our community. Yeah.
You mentioned a servant event that you're involved in tomorrow. What is that? Tell me a little bit about the servant event and why your group signed up for that event.
I believe it's the Feeding People Everywhere. My associate pastor is in charge of that end, so I can't remember the exact title, but I know it's here in the experiential hall, and I guess where our entire group will be spending 45 minutes packaging food boxes or bags together for people in the community. And we chose to just do it as part of a balanced approach to being here at the gathering.
Sure. There are a lot of things that happen here at the gathering. There's certainly the study of God's word. That's basically the first thing right. that yeah. happens in the morning. Bible study is one of the first things that we do in the morning. And then they travel out and they're all over in New Orleans for this
yeah.
event. I went to another National Youth Gathering in Orlando where a lot of the events happen, the mass events and everything happen in one facility. But they're out in the community there as well. Here it's all over New Orleans.
Right. Yeah. It's a great city to be in for this, to travel up and down busy streets, quiet streets, messy streets, mm-hmm. You know, in a community and culture that's a gathering place for all kinds in our country. And to be able to reflect on that with our youth, to serve it as we're able to, is just a neat thing.
You talked about the times that we're living in, the world that we live in, and encouraging our youth to think those who serve in, you know, as police officers. How did you address parents' concerns about security and traveling safely in the world that we live in today?
I think partially because we have a rhythm of coming to these and a trusted rhythm from our congregation. It wasn't as prevalent as I know it is amongst some other groups, and we respect that. We also, though, have taken time to, you know, share, hey, we believe we have a God who gives us good wisdom, but also calls us out into a dangerous and messy world and promises to protect us his way, and he does. You know, I've not experienced either here or in previous gatherings ever really any significant problems other than our own that we create ourselves at times with, you know, things that just adventurous spirits of youth and such. But parents are concerned. They've, you know, been texting their own kids, how's it going, are you okay, or all that. But you know, at the same time, they have a confidence, and it's a wary confidence of in their Lord that, you know, he will take care of them. But they are also charged with caring for their children as well, and, you know, so it's a good opportunity to just be again in reflection and sharing with them, this is what we practically talk about, mm-hmm. you know, a God that takes care of us, but also calls us to be wise.
What are some of the highlights of the gathering for you as a leader? What are some of the things that you look forward to, this being number 10,
yeah.
Through the years, what have been some of the highlights of the gatherings?
Well, for me, you know, mass events are just this, that visual, but not just the visual of being together, but the celebration, the singing, the opportunity even here at the convention center to rub shoulders, to you know, see kids playing together, serving together, You don't become best friends with other youth here usually, although people have met and gotten married over the years. But it's just that chance to connect. And in an increasingly social media, of course, technological world, that opportunity has just increased. So, I mean, we're a congregation, a youth ministry that says use your smartphones wisely and creatively and appropriately. And so we, make sure you have your charger cord.
That's right. Yeah, a lot of low batteries this week. Absolutely. Well, you're so right. I have enjoyed being here. It's almost like a family reunion in some ways, running into so many people from my days as a student and places that I've served, seeing some of the saints from congregations that I've been a part of in the past and getting to visit with them here at the KFUO booth and throughout the gathering. This convention center, I was just amazed when I realized, there are 25,000 people coming together for this gathering. And just walking down this convention center, it's a mile long.
Yeah, it's a big place. I'm sure coming from Peoria, which isn't a small community, but we're a downtown congregation that sits near a river, and we're about a mile from our river at the top of a downtown hill. And I've shared with our kids, we could take this convention center and go from our church to the river. And they're like, oh, wow.
Yeah, when I was setting up the other day, just walking from here to the help desk, and it didn't look that far until I walked it, and I realized I'm going to be getting in a lot of steps this week.
Absolutely.
It's, we have, as the LCMS, we've come in and virtually set up a little city within a city here, and then going out from that city. We don't just stay in the convention center here, but as you were pointing out earlier, our youth go out into the community and serve, too. There are services happening all around New Orleans this week with the gathering, some happening right here in the convention center as well. So why is service learning or servant events an important part of what you do in youth ministry?
For those of us who are, I'm going to just use this word, mature as adults, it's a joy for us to serve, but I think it's a calling for us to disciple, to call to those behind us, these youth, not to be the church of the future, but to come and follow Jesus in his work right now. And this is a great opportunity to see how that happens, not just on a little level sometimes, but on a grand level that can really impact, the local community, but also the people of God in that community. So the chance to help them learn as we do is really being the hands and feet of Jesus.
It's putting into action what we've been learning about the mercy of our Lord and being able to be those hands of mercy here in this community. How then does that help them as they return home to their congregations in Peoria?
I think the hope is that they will have a little bit more wider eyes to see opportunities, but also not just to wait for opportunities to be presented to them. I hope it's not just, hey, I'll serve when I get that week-long thing, but it's like, I need to step in as an empowered child of God because of my baptism relationship with him, to just step into those moments with my friends, with my community, with my church, when they're presented, and when they just show up, randomly.
So by virtue of my baptism, by the grace of God, when I return home, there are opportunities where I can serve that I might not have seen before. What are those opportunities? Yeah.
Starting with making your bed in the morning, keeping
right.
the family rhythm of not, not obedience for the sake of pleasing parents, but because of the gift of God of family, of then, school and friends and jobs and such along the way is just important.
Well, Scott, it has been a pleasure talking with you. God's blessings on the rest of your time here at the LCMS National Youth Gathering. Scott Rock from Trinity Lutheran Church in Peoria, Illinois. Thanks for being my guest on His Time.
Thanks for the invitation. God's blessings on the rest of the gathering.
Thanks.